This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We got our semi-regular peek behind the curtain of the keepers of interest rates and monetary policy over at the Federal Reserve today. The minutes of the most recent meeting of the Federal Open Market Committee, as it's known, hit the streets, and we learned, well, to be honest, not too terribly much. They are not all that worried about what's going on in Europe or in China, apparently, which is good news, I suppose. But a member of the committee, one William Dudley, by name, who just happens to be the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, is getting some extra congressional TLC this week. There's a hearing scheduled for Friday and some new legislation proposed just yesterday calling for more scrutiny and more accountability, not for the Fed as a whole, which you hear a whole lot, but just for that one branch in New York. Stan Alcorn tells us why the Big Apple is getting picked on.
There are 12 regional banks in the Federal Reserve System, but New York is special. It's a permanent member of the Interest Rate Setting Committee. The others rotate on and off. And as a regulator, it oversees the Wall Street firms that were at the heart of the 2008 financial crisis. Economist Simon Johnson at MIT says that gives it more power and more responsibility.
The problem there is that you have some very large financial firms which have a lot of political influence.
The worry is that that political influence has infected the regulator itself. This American Life and ProPublica gave ammunition to this argument when they published secret recordings of New York Fed regulators seeming to take it easy on Goldman Sachs.
Don't mistake our inquisitiveness and our desire to understand more about the marketplace in general as a criticism of you as a firm necessarily.
This relationship between the regulators and Wall Street has been way too cozy.
Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio called for this Friday's hearings after the tapes were released. He plans to push New York Fed President William Dudley to prioritize regulation. Simon Johnson of MIT likes a proposal put forward by Senator Jack Reed. He'd take the job of picking the next William Dudley from a board of business people and give it to President Obama.
The only way to break through this tangled web of connections is to have somebody who is appointed by the president of the United States.
The New York Fed wouldn't comment for this story, but in previous statements has rejected allegations impugning its regulatory integrity. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.